television and in another room, and you hear the phone ringing so clear that you think it's your own phone. And but that dog can tell the difference. I don't know how, but he does. He tells the difference.
A person who kills and sells meat is called a...
Does what?
Who kills and sells meat would be called a...
I don't know. I guess... be a butcher, that's all I think about. But I don't know. They've got a name for it. I don't know what they call them exactly. Packing.
Huh?
He'd be some packing house employee or some slaughter pen employee. Of course, they've got names for them, but I don't know what they are.
If meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's...
spoiled.
What can you make with the meat from the head of the hog?
Well, I got a stuff I call hog head cheese. It's kind of cut up, and then the gelatin, and it's formed into a loaf or sausage. And it's just a head of the hog. It's, in general, is what they make hog head cheese out of.
Do you ever hear another name for that?
Yes, it's what they call a souse, but I don't know just how it would be used. If that's, I've heard it called that.
Did you ever hear of anything made out of the blood?
Blood sausage.
How do you make that?
Well, they just take the blood and catch the blood when they stab a hog or animal. They catch that blood, and then it's, I don't know how it's processed, but I think it's cured out. I don't know how they cure it out. I don't know about that. It's like salami. The salami is all beef. It's hung into a room and dried. And I don't know whether they smoke it some before that, but I know it's dry, and it'll hang in that curing room for so long, and they go along that little mallet to hit the sausage, and then know when it's finished dry. Now good. Now I imagine they've done away with that only on import. I don't think that our salami is processed like that, but all import sauces is processed. I mean, salami is, and we see it now. We've got what they call a cooked salami and a raw, just a salami, and then we got the cooked salami.
What's the difference?
Oh, there's a great deal of difference. Cooked salami is just the same ingredients, and they leave it uncured, and they cure it part way. And then sliced up, and that's different than uncooked and cooked. So I'm cooked. There's all the difference in taste altogether. It takes months, really, to have hard salami to cure it out. But I don't know how they do it here, but it shrinks up quite a bit. It seemed like it shrinks up a lot, but I don't know just how that just processed, because if I knew that, everything like that, I'd be a pretty smart man, I'll tell you that for sure.
What's the first thing you had to do after milking? To get all the hairs and things out of the milk?
You strain the milk to a cloth or sifter.
When
strainer.
When butter's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right.
Rancid. It gets rancid.
Okay. What can you, what do you call it when you let milk sit for a while?
Clabber. Sour and clabber.
What can you make with that?
Well, that way that you get out of the milk, you can